gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of Josh Fisagafis in the Afternoon. This is the afternoon show where you learn about everything you need to know about masculinity, dating, attraction, relationships, the stuff men need to know to crush it in their dating game. And gentlemen, today we're covering a topic that's just a little bit different. This isn't particularly a dating trend, dating skills, etc. This is a gender discussion, gentlemen. And this is going to highlight something that I have believed in and I've been talking about a lot. And I want to talk about it because this could be really useful for helping men and women to get just a little bit better perspective on the importance of understanding the crucial difference between men and women. Listen, humanity, the vast conglomeration of humans that exist on planet Earth, the Homo sapiens that inhabit our world, who have been the dominant species on this planet for quite a long time now, are much more alike than they are different. But the difference between the males and females of our species is an area of study that I find just relentlessly interesting and intriguing. And I love talking about it. I've read so many books about this. Some of my favorites being The Evolution of Desire by David Buss, Why Women Have Sex by David Must and Cindy Meston, Why We Love by Helen Fisher, which is a little bit more about the brain chemistry of love. But listen, this has been such an interesting thing to me. And this article came across my feed and I had to cover it, gentlemen, because this is so interesting to me. Now, this comes from an article published on zmescience.com. You can find this linked down in the description. The title of the article is "The First Crewed Mission to Mars Should Be Female Only for Practical Reasons." It's written by Mihai Andrei. May 4th, 2023 is the published date. So this has been out for about a week. The subtitle is, "A female crew would require 26% fewer calories, 29% less oxygen, and 18% less water." Now, let's read this. And this, you might be thinking to yourself, Josh, why are you covering this? What does this have to do with dating? Listen, I'm about to tell you. Just stick with me. Listen, gentlemen, I'm going to be very real with you right now. I don't get super excited about a lot of stuff very often. I'm a pretty stoic guy. But this news article this made me so interested so fast. And I'm going to explain why. This excited me so much. And this speaks to a crucial difference between men and women that I think is so important to understand. And I'm just going to read this for you. And then I'm going to tell you why I think this is so interesting. And I'm going to give you an insight into this that I think will help you in your dating life. This is so incredibly relevant. All right, let's jump into it. Sending a mixed crew on a long-term mission brings obvious challenges. But if you're going for a single-sex crew, there's only one choice that makes sense, says the article. The U.S. has sent 339 astronauts to space, the most of any country. Out of them, only 55 are women. But the U.S. ratio is far better than any other country. Russia has sent 121 astronauts, only 4 of them are women, and no other country has sent more than 2 women to space. But the idea behind an all-female crew is not some moral reparation for this. It's all out of practicality. According to a new study, women would be more efficient crew members on long-term missions to space. They require less resources while being able to produce comparable work. Now, I'm going to read just a little bit more of this for you, gentlemen. This is going to go on for just a minute, but it's worth it, okay? In 1959, Brigadier General Donald Flickinger and Dr. W. Randolph Lovelace II suggested that it would be more practical to send women to outer space. Lovelace argued that from an engineering standpoint, it just makes sense, particularly due to women's lower body weights and oxygen requirements. However, NASA and the Air Force decided not to follow this recommendation. In 2000, the argument was picked up again. American aerospace engineer Geoffrey Landis made a radical proposal. It is logical to propose that if a human mission is flown to Mars, it should be composed of an entirely female crew, Landis explained. Again, I'm continuing to read this from the article, and you can find this link to in the description, by the way, if you want to read this article for yourself or share it. I'm not going to read the whole thing, so you may want to go check it out and read the whole thing for yourself. So let's continue. Now, a new study has come back to put numbers behind Landis's idea. Researchers from the European Space Agency calculated that, on average, the female astronaut would require 26% fewer calories, 29% less oxygen, and 18% less water than the average male. This is pretty much a quarter less required resources, enough to make a big difference. For an estimated mission of just under 3 years, which is 1,080 days, a crew of four women would require around 1,700 fewer kilograms of food compared to an all-male mission. That's about 10% of a SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket's payload to Mars. This would free up valuable cargo space for scientific equipment or other logistical gear. These data, combined with the current move toward smaller diameter space habitat modules, point to a number of potential advantages of all-female crews during future human space exploration missions, the researchers conclude. Now, why does this matter for discussion on dating? Listen, gentlemen, here's the thing. Men and women are more alike than they are different, but there are some differences. And this highlights, with basic math, one of the big differences between men and women. Women are a little bit physically smaller than men. They require a little bit less oxygen because of this. They require fewer calories because of this, right? Now, we've seen in sports that men and women competing doesn't really make sense. It wouldn't make sense for a female fighter to fight a man in the ring. It wouldn't really make sense for female football players to face a team of males. Why is this? Because men tend to be bigger, larger. Men evolve to fight off predators and to become, you know, like warrior types, because women evolved with a very crucial task of creating life inside their bodies, which is very metabolically taxing. And kind of all of their evolution went to basically make this process as efficient as possible. Women had to give up some things in order to facilitate this. And then men kind of like went in the opposite direction, evolving to be the types of creatures that, when working together with women, they could facilitate better survival for the species. Now, that might be putting it in an oversimplistic fashion, but actually that's pretty much what happened. And here's the thing about it. A lot of people nowadays, they want to argue about this. They want to be like, oh, whenever you say there's a difference between men and women, they want to jump up and say, oh, but women can do that. Oh, but men can do that. Oh, but what about women? Oh, but what about men? And it's like, it is so obnoxious to me, because we shouldn't be trying to fight about the fact that men and women are so alike. Men and women are very alike in many different ways. In more ways than they're not, they're alike. They're very similar in all kinds of ways, but they're very different in ways. And here's the thing. Here's my perspective on this. I've always thought this. I've always thought this intuitively. And this has turned out to be a good trait. This has turned out to serve me well, this intuition. And I'll tell you why in a minute. My intuition has always been that we should celebrate the differences between men and women. We should celebrate them, and we should highlight them, and we should point out the positives of those differences. There are so many good positives between the differences. Like, you know, the fact that women look so different from men. Like if you undress 20 men over here, you undress 20 women over here, and you just take a quick look at what their bodies look like, you're going to pretty quickly notice that there are some differences. And as a man who loves women, I love these differences. I think women are amazing. I think they're beautiful. I think they're attractive, right? And I love to look at them. I love to date them. I love to have relationships with them. And this is very important to me. Like, this is important to me. This is a great thing. I'm like, yes, well done, evolution. Like, you did a great job here. But there are so many people who are so upset, so bitter. They don't want to look at the differences between men and women and celebrate them. And this is a great shame. And listen, let me tell you something. In my dating life, and this is really the dating part of it, and this is what I'm going to end this with. In my life, I have really yet to meet a woman. Yeah. And so to very close to 100% of the women I've interacted with, when I first start to highlight the differences between men and women, some women might get a little bit defensive, because I think they think that I'm going to try to say men are better or something. But this is never the intent, because I don't believe that's true. I don't think men are better than women. I don't think women are better than men. Humanity is amazing because we have this balance between men and women. And when they work together, we have this mating dance going on. Then the species is in syncopation, and we work cooperatively. And this is how we become the dominant species on the planet. This is an amazing process. This is a miraculous process. And here's the thing. When I start to tell women all the things that I admire about them, how I think women are so strong and so powerful. Their ability to create life is so beautiful and miraculous. How I think that they bring so much to the table just by being themselves. 100% of the women I've ever talked to have shown appreciation for me having this outlook. And I think they find it refreshing because there are a lot of men who just are threatened by women. They think that because they've been rejected by women, women think they're superior. They have some kind of complex about it. But when a man can be at peace with his masculinity and he can be at peace with femininity, and he can be at peace with how men and women are different, and he can appreciate the beauty of the feminine without feeling threatened in his masculinity, this is supremely attractive. And women love it. And I have learned that this is true in my life. And I've like just, this is not up for debate. I have found just to an incredibly massive, overwhelming level that when a man can be this at peace with his masculinity, and then he can appreciate the feminine, and he can love it for what it is, and he can give it the credit that is due for the miraculous stuff that the feminine is capable of, this does nothing but good things for his dating life. And it does nothing but good things for him to understand the plight of humanity and that the dance that goes on between males and females. So this was a really interesting piece to me. And I love reading this kind of stuff. I love reading about the differences between men and women and the advantages and disadvantages. And I think it's so fascinating. And this is partly, gentlemen, what has made me so successful at dating. I have had a very good dating life. I often say that I've had the kind of dating life that most men only dream about. And this is true. I have lived some crazy good times. And I continue to do that every single week, every single month. Just my dating life is not an issue. And the reason, part of the reason for why it's not an issue is because I have this appreciation of women and because I can also have confidence in my own masculinity and I can appreciate the masculine too for the amazing things it brings to the table. I want to do my part. I don't need to take women's part. I don't need to try to say that I'm better, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. And I don't need to also try to say, well, women are better, blah, blah, blah. No, men and women are both required for the delicate balance between the genders, between the sexes. It's a beautiful thing. And I hope in my lifetime that doesn't end. And because I think it's a very miraculous and beautiful thing. And so there you go. There's my take on that. Gentlemen, that's really all I have to say on the matter. And I appreciate you for listening. And this may have been a little different episode, but I just wanted to talk about this because this is something I think a lot of people miss. With that being said, if you struggle with your dating life, gentlemen, I offer free 15-minute discovery calls. If you want to talk about this stuff, if you're at war with your own masculinity, let's jump on a call and talk about it. I would love to talk about that with you. I talk to men every single week who are struggling with either dating, with masculinity, with understanding their place in all of it. We can figure that out, gentlemen. I figured that out for me and I can help you do the same. I also offer one-on-one coaching. I offer a dating course. I offer books I've written about attraction and understanding women. You can find all this stuff down in links in the description. Gentlemen, let's get your dating life on track. Life is too short for dating life that sucks. Women are amazing and you want to be a part of that game, gentlemen. You want to be a part of that dance. So let's make it happen. All right, that's all I've got for this one. Gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in. I will see you bright and early tomorrow morning for another episode of Josh Segafis in the Morning. Go with grace and never give up your power. This is Josh Segafis signing off.